Hello, pet. I'm sure just by reading the description, you have some idea what we're going to be doing today. You know, because you're smart, intuitive, and because of what I asked you to gather. So fun. Sadly, even though I'd like to, we won't be able to keep it much of a surprise, but we are going to be playing with ice today. But fortunately, the surprise isn't the only good thing about it. The intense temperature difference between your skin and ice cubes is what really shocks your senses. It wakes up your nerves, makes you more alert, makes you feel more sensations, makes you feel better. The surprise of that feeling just adds to it. You've been such a good boy for me. Submitting and training, melting from me. That I want to show you as many things as I can. It has a similar effect to spanking or slapping, which you already know can make you feel amazing. The ice, the cold, cold ice on your skin will work just as well. It will have a similar effect as something like, say, candle wax, something I really enjoy playing with. Don't go out and buy regular candles to try it, baby boy. They're special candles that you use on skin that have a lower melting point so that you don't burn yourself. Take good care of what is mine. Don't fuck around with things that hurt you. Go slow. Experiment. Read articles. So I figured ice cubes would be easy to gather up. Less dangerous than wax, since I'm not there to guarantee your safety. And they are easier to control across your body. And using hot wax is a little cliche to some. Doesn't stop me, though. So go ahead. Grab an ice cube and hold it in your hand. Feel how cold it is? Feel how the heat of your hand just starts to slowly melt a bit. The molecules slowing as the energy is melted away. Melting. Just like how my hot words make you melt for me. Now take that ice cube and place it on the outside of your leg. Gently, slowly rub it up and down. Feel the cold around your leg. Feel your leg tense up a little. Feel the goosebumps rising on your skin. Now switch hands for me and rub the ice cube on the outside of your other leg. Yeah. Good boy. If the ice cube you're using completely melts, simply grab another one and continue. I'd hate for you to feel left out. Tracing your leg up and down. Can you feel me there, teasing you? Noticing your goosebumps. Cheering you on and telling you what a good boy you are. Good. Is it giving you chills? Or is that my voice? It's hard to tell. Whenever you press play, whenever you listen to me, you you hear my voice, do you get a similar feeling? A tingling sensation in your body, anticipation, chills. Does your body tense up? And does it melt? What do you feel in that moment when you hear me sipping? I bet it's the same feeling of excitement, anticipation, and arousal, isn't it? The same feeling that can take so many different forms, that can have many different causes. I want to help you explore as many of those as possible. Now take that ice cube and run it. Run it. Oh, where am I going to tell you to put it now? Run it across your arm. Remember, do it gently, softly, my touch. It won't have the intended effect if you rub it hard or fast. Go slow for me, baby boy. Does the sensation become too intense? It becomes unpleasant if you do it roughly. If you go hard and fast, the sensation becomes too intense, becomes unpleasant. That is not what I want for you today. By doing it softly, it feels incredible. It teases you. It might even make you want more. My touching you more. Now rub the ice cube on your other arm for me. Can you feel me? Do you realize that this is my style of femdom? It is, isn't it? If I were to yell at you and humiliate you, if I were to hurt you, you would have been put off long ago. It wouldn't be fun. You would leave me broken, smaller, less of a man. But I'm gentle, aren't I? Caring. My deepest desire is to build you up. That every moment you spend with me, you smile a little more. You see yourself a little more clearly. Your strength is incredible to me, baby boy. It makes you want to obey. It makes you want more experiences and more out of life. And then I tease you with a little bit of pain. Maybe a tiny bit of teasing or a touch of humiliation. And it feels amazing instead because you trust me and you know that I only want to make you feel good. Take a second ice cube, pet. I want one in each hand. We're going to move to a more sensitive area. Are you nervous? As you hold those ice cubes and look down at your naked body. Good. That nervousness is the same emotional reaction as excitement. Enjoy it. You are alive for me in this moment. One ice cube in each hand. I want you to start with your nipples. Rub little circles of cold ice around those slit buttons for me. Gently. Make them nice and hard, like I'm sure your cock is. It probably has been hard this whole time. I know my lost boy very well by now. You enjoy the heightened anticipation of the ice, the arousal, the focusing of your pleasure. While you are rubbing your nipples, feel free to occasionally move a piece of the ice down your stomach to your waist, but no farther. And bring them back up to your nipples. If it gets a little too cold or you just feel like it, you can take a break. Tease your stomach. Always moving slowly, gently. Imagine my mischievous mouth smirking as I tease you. Are you nervous about where it will go next? If I was with you, I would be moving the ice wherever I pleased, wouldn't I? And you wouldn't know which area I would tease next, because I would make sure to have you blindfolded. Let's see. If I wanted to tease you today, if I wanted to play with you, I would take your face in my hands so that you are looking right into my eyes, and I would tell you to go to the bedroom ahead of me, to get naked, to climb onto the bed, and to wait. Today I wouldn't want that striptease that I do like sometimes. I do like to see you undress. But you would lie in the bed, waiting, anticipating, unsure of what I wanted. I would walk in and I would blindfold you with only the sound of me moving around the room to inform you what I'm doing. And you would wait. You would wait for me like a good pet. And maybe I would just watch you blindfold you, denying you your sight, so that as I move around the bed, slowly securing an ankle, a wrist, all you would have is your hearing. Only the sounds of my movement would inform you as to where I am. And I would specifically leave pauses so that you could anticipate where I might go. As I put on the final restraint, you would wait, like the good pet that you are. You would wait. I would leave the room, and you would lie there naked and excited, and your mind would wonder, what does Miss Wendy have in store for me today? No fear, only anticipation, excitement, arousal, tied to my bed, naked, vulnerable, blind. Your mind filling the silence. That's how it works. After a few moments, you would hear me walk in. The sound of ice cubes clinking on a glass. And I stand next to you, placing a hand on your arm, a cool hand. Maybe I'm just making myself a drink, right? Maybe I wanted a cocktail. After all, I could make you wait a while. I could be simply making myself comfortable to admire my baby boy. Restrained in my bed and all mine. Maybe I simply want to wait until you are bursting with anticipation. Am I waiting for you to beg? To your surprise, you hear me as I walk. But to your surprise, I simply tighten that last restraint almost immediately. Still, maybe I make you wait. I would like to watch you writhe on the bed in excitement, bursting with curiosity. That youthful boy inside you that's so innocent, that begs to be naughty, watching your cock twitch and pulse. Be a good boy and start rubbing the ice on your inner thighs. Do not touch your cock and balls. I still want to simply tease you, to have you tied to my bed with that anticipation building. Can you feel it? Waiting in my bed for me? Then suddenly you feel an intense chill on your leg. Your leg tenses up from surprise at first, giving me a beautiful snapshot of the musculature of that sexy leg. But it starts to feel good as that chilly sensation gently moves up and down your overheated leg. You like that, don't you, baby boy? Then it goes away. Then it appears on your other leg, gently, slowly, up and down. Then it goes away again. Oh, you're not sure where it will appear next, but you wait. Your excitement, your arousal, it's building as I continue to caress you. Slowly across your body, saving your extra sensitive bits for last. I want to give you chills all over your body, baby boy. And I want to tease the absolute fuck out of you. Finally, when I've run across your whole body, you think the teasing must be over. And this time you would be right. Except the cold sensation now hits your lips. As I place a whole ice cube in your mouth and give you one command. Suck on this for me, pet. Do it. Ice in your mouth. Then you feel that same sensation in your cock. At first you think it's another ice cube, but you quickly realize it's my chilled hands starting to stroke you. My fingers are still cold from holding the ice, aren't they? And the pleasure is amazing. The chill in your cock as I stroke it. The cold in your mouth. And your brain trying to process both at the same time makes it even better for you. That's what I want from you today, lost boy. Get a fresh ice cube and start sucking on it. Then I want you to start stroking with your chilly, chilly hand. That's right. Suck on the ice for me. And stroke. Feel the chill. I want you to get to the edge quickly. That's how it would be if I was stroking you, isn't it? I would take you to the edge, the cold on my fingers starting to go away. But what you didn't know was that when I put that ice cube in your mouth for you to suck on, I did the same thing for me. You wouldn't know that until I put my mouth on your cock, would you? My normally warm, wet mouth would feel ice cold. And that amazing, chilling sensation would return to your cock. I could make you come right then, couldn't I? Or I could edge you for as long as I wanted. Are you on the edge now, pet? You better be, because I'm going to start sucking on an ice cube. It may sound somewhat similar to me sucking on your cock. So I want you to imagine. My cold mouth around you as you stroke. And I want you to stay on the edge. Until the ice completely melts. In my mouth. However long it takes. Then I will let you come. If you push yourself over the edge before the ice in my mouth has melted, you are to take your hands off and ruin that orgasm. Understand? Stroking my cold mouth. My tongue is getting so cold. I'd love to have you tied to my bed to tease. Getting close. Getting close. Smaller. Melting on my tongue. So small now I can talk clearly around it. All melted. You may come now. Come for me, pet. The ice has completely melted in my mouth, just as you have completely melted for me. My good lost boy, come. You didn't think I was done with you, did you? Oh, no. You see, having you suck on ice like that has multiple uses. It helps you feel more pleasure, makes your tongue cold, and I do love a cold tongue on me, in me. So now that you've come, I need you to make me come. And since you'd be all tied up, I'd crawl up the bed until I'm kneeling over your face. You could smell me. You absolutely love this position, don't you? You're blindfolded, so I'd tell you to just do your best and feel. Feel. Feel me. Good boy. Lick my inner thighs, perfectly teasing me with your cold mouth. Finding your way around. Eventually, I'd lower myself so you could make your way up to my aching pussy. And if I didn't want any more teasing, I could simply grab your hair and pull you to the right place. But I want the teasing. Just like I teased you. I'd want the anticipation to build for me. I'd want you to make my legs shiver. I'd want to melt a little for you as you give me goosebumps. Good boy. So pleasing. And then when your tongue would finally find its way inside me. The chill of you moving. It makes it feel so good. So different. And you know exactly how now, don't you? You can always make me come with your tongue, can't you? But the added sensation of the ice, it just happens so much quicker. Fuck. Fuck. Baby boy. I'm trembling for you. Oh, Pet. You're amazing. After you'd make me come, I'd climb off of you. A little cum drunk. I'd leave you tied up for just a little bit longer. My eye candy. Every time the air moving across your body gives you chills. That feeling would remind you of how good the ice made you feel. I might lick you and blow across your skin. Feels so good. You would know how good you made me feel. I'd just let you lay there and tease you, my baby boy. Letting you experience that bliss for a while longer as the moisture on your face dries. Kiss me. Because you are such a good boy.